Good afternoon. This is Mark Holt with Up There Ag Marketing, bringing you the weekly outlook for AgDaily.com for the week of Monday, November 18th. Started the week off lower here in the corn and the beans. Corn right now is down 3 cents, beans down 7. The wheat is higher, up 4¾ cents. Got the U.S. dollar down 24 ticks. We're at 97.64. That's a little bit helpful, but we really need to see the dollar sharply, sharply lower than what it is to attract any real export business out here. We had an announcement. The unknown took 132,000 metric tons of corn. It's most likely the Chinese, but the Chinese canceled 460,000 metric tons of old crop beans out here. Really hasn't had too much impact on the market, except we've been lower all day. Does it really matter that they've canceled the old crop? I don't really know. But the market certainly wasn't impressed with it. Wheat higher today, I think maybe because of the lower dollar. We don't see any real problems anywhere in the world. There are a few little hits here and there, Argentina, Australia, but for the most part, we're in pretty good shape, and that's being offset by pretty good weather in Eastern Europe. We're just grinding these markets lower. We don't have anything positive out here. The export sales were good on the beans, 1.53, but it's just not enough to get people excited here. Wheat was okay at 499. Corn wasn't bad, 637. But the funds are short about 130,000 contracts of corn, and they just look like they want to continue to delay on this thing out here. So I don't see anything really positive here. The trade deal certainly doesn't look like it's anywhere near being complete. The rhetoric over the weekend is that they were moving forward, trying to get some things done. But nobody really believes it out here. So that's really about it. If you have any questions, give us a call, 1-877-884-3343. That's 877-TT-HEDGE.